Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We've all probably had that extra pair of crutches or...
a sling.
A wheelchair, yeah. or walker, something like mm-hmm. that. Just in the closet, in the garage, taking up space, thinking, okay, we might need it someday. We're going to hold on to it. Well, you could. You could hold on to it. But another idea, well...
Maybe a better use.
Maybe get more life out of that.
Yeah.
Joining us by phone this morning, Laura Singer. She's Executive Director of St. Louis Help. That's Health Equipment Lending Program. Laura, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Well, good morning on this beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And hopefully we have a beautiful weekend because you've got some busy days coming up. You got a busy day coming up this weekend, and we're going to talk about that. Before we get to that, tell us who is served by St. Louis Help?
We are very proud to say that over 6,000 people, it's really close to 6,400, are served every year by our program. What we do is provide new and used home medical equipment, everything from what you said, crutches, to up to power chairs, hospital beds, walkers, wheelchairs, to anyone in need at absolutely no cost or fee.
That is awesome. I think when people... aren't necessarily in these situations, this equipment can be expensive, can't it?
It can be extremely expensive. And unfortunately, most of us don't realize what insurance is not going to cover until we need it. And then we're not only injured or disabled, but we're stuck without the equipment that we can use to help with mobility issues and remain independent in the community.
Yeah. How important is it for the people that you serve to get this equipment in order to stay independent?
Actually, it's life-changing. One example that comes to order is a simple bed alarm. Most people don't know that those exist. What it is that if someone is lying in bed and releases the pressure, then an alarm goes off. We had a man who was taking care of his wife with severe Alzheimer's, and he had been sleeping on the floor in front of the door for 2.5 years.
Wow.
He actually came in for another item, and we suggested that he take that and try it. He called the next day to our distribution manager. He was crying so hard, Jordan could barely understand him, but it was the first night he could sleep in a bed next to his wife without worrying that she was going to wander off.
I never would have thought of that.
No.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Well, a lot of times people come in for one item, and they'll leave with several. Our goal is to keep people safe, ward off secondary injuries like mm-hmm. falls or pressure sores, and taking care of the caregivers is just as important to us as those that are needing the item. They really are the unsung heroes out there.
That's outstanding. Any other examples of an individual or a family who has been helped by St. Louis Help?
Well, the children always touch mm-hmm. you, and the veterans. We have a surprising amount of veterans come in. We had a man who had served in World War II, and all he needed was a stray cane. So we should all look that great at that age and only need a stray cane. But the children also get to you. We had a family that adopted a child from Nigeria who was a double amputee who had never had any equipment. They actually had to take him in a wagon to the airport to get him back to the States. We didn't realize that until a child is legally adopted, they're not allowed to go on the insurance policy of the parents. So during that interim, they came to the warehouse for a pediatric wheelchair, and that little boy took to that wheelchair like nobody's business. We actually had to tell him to slow down and learn how to use it, but the smiles that you see on that face, you just can't describe it, and it was due to the generosity of someone whose child had outgrown that equipment and donated it to us. So keeping that legacy of helping each other go forward is really important to us.
So help us understand how this works. How are you able to provide equipment for so many families and individuals in the St. Louis area who might need this medical equipment?
Well, first of all, because we don't charge any fees for our services, it's absolutely free. We're constantly trying to generate income from the generosity of the St. Louis community. We don't receive any state or federal funding. The other key component is people that have those items in their garage that they might have recovered from an injury and no longer need, or they unfortunately lost a loved one and sort of want to pass on their memory by helping others because they know how important that equipment was. But it's really outstanding that out of our warehouse, we're distributing about $2 million worth of free home medical equipment every year.
But how do you, I can hear the birds. It's beautiful. how do you fill up a warehouse like this?
The wonderful people in St. Louis that bring their items to us. So we clean them, we refurbish them. The rule is if you wouldn't give it to your grandmother, it does not go out the front door. But we heavily rely on the community, which one of our big events is this Saturday. From 9 to 2, we will have U-Haul trucks at 14 designated Walgreens sites utilizing over 60 volunteers, which is about 300 hours of volunteer service, where we can go out into the community and make it more convenient, closer to home, for people to drop items off. These sites will be from Belleville to St. Charles, from Florissant down to Lemay, Eureka, and all points in between.
So really all around the St. Louis area, an opportunity to donate your equipment, your medical equipment. Saturday, May 5th, 9 to 2 at area Walgreens. Where can we find this list of the locations?
Yeah, actually on our website, which is really easy, www.stlhelp.org, or they can call 314-567-4700.
Now, what if I'm thinking, I've got this equipment, it's sitting in the garage, I'm not using it right now, but I might need it someday, Laura. I might need something like this in a couple of years or in 10 years.
Well, we actually kind of refer to that as the hoarder syndrome, that people are so afraid they're not going to be able to get these items that they do hang on to them. But what they don't realize is down the road, say it's 10 years from now, that piece of equipment could be obsolete. The other thing is that all the equipment we distribute is height and weight specific. So a person using the wheelchair that might have been 5'2", 130 pounds, her son that's 6'2", weighing 220 pounds, is not going to fit in that chair.
All of these things you don't think about.
Well, and the other possibility is I don't need it right now, but maybe I do. Maybe I'll need it down the road. What do? I come see you.
Exactly.
So we believe that this is all just a cycle. In fact, we did a survey for our volunteers, and just for example, 60 of them, way more than 60 actually, they'll be helping this weekend. Over half of them have used our services and might actually be borrowing something from us that they cleaned or stocked themselves.
So this is the circle of life for this medical equipment. But, you know, a lot of times if you only need it, maybe, you know, you had surgery or something, so you had a wheelchair for a month or two, send it to a new home, right? Somebody else could probably need that equipment, right?
Well, as we said before, it can be absolutely life changing. I mean, we have one of those plastic Little Mermaid kiddie pools that we keep up in the rafters of the warehouse to remind us that one family that received a stair lift that could actually take mother upstairs and get her into the shower for first time in years had been bathing her on the living room floor in that little plastic pool. Number one, humiliating. We're trying to maintain the dignity of those that are disabled or injured. Number two, just bringing that joy to the whole family. Can you imagine not being able to be in a shower for that long?
Wow.
Find out how, find the location just by giving them a call, 314-567-4700, or visit stlhelp.org to find out where you can donate medical equipment this weekend. All kinds of equipment except oxygen medications. Laura, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so very much. And everybody out there, clean out that attic, garage, and basement and come visit us this Saturday.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.